Lonely people have unusually low numbers of a type of myeloid cell that generates what are known as interferon responses, which hamper viral replication. This makes them particularly vulnerable to viral infection. They also have an abundance of a second type of myeloid cell, one that promotes the activities of genes which drive inflammation. And it has been known for years that those who feel lonely experience more inflammation than those who do not. In search of that something, Dr. Cole carried out, this time in collaboration with Sonia Limbowski, a psychologist at the University of California, Riverside, a series of experiments that encouraged healthy people to direct a simple act of kindness towards their fellow creatures. Things like running an errand for an elderly neighbor or helping a colleague with a computer problem. Participants had their blood drawn in order to examine their myeloid responses. Those directed to show kindness to others on a weekly basis had precisely the opposite gene expression activities to that previously seen in the lonely by Dr. Cole and Dr. Cacioppo. Dr. Lyubomsky now picked up the baton. In collaboration with Dr. Cole and with Megan Fritz, a colleague at Riverside, she repeated study, but with a twist. Instead of looking only at participants' myeloid responses, she also asked them specific questions about loneliness. As she and her colleagues reported to this year's Conference of a Society for Personality and Social Psychology held in New Orleans in February, they found that in the case of loneliness, the saying about it, being more blessed to give than to receive, is true. Asking lonely people to perform acts of kindness to others significantly reduced the offerer's feeling of loneliness, as well as the myeloid response that drive inflammation. Also, Dr. Fritz and Dr. Lyubomsky reported the preliminary result of the second studies. This compares the effect on the lonely person's feeling of act of kindness he or she performed face-to-face with those performed online. Donating money to the GoFundMe effort, for example, or writing a thank you note to the friend. The study's results suggest that online kindness has the same beneficial effect as the face-to-face variety, and that could help to address Dr. Cole's fears of a post-COVID loneliness epidemic. No doubt, though this was beyond the scope of these studies, merely having contact with others while staying in isolation is beneficial to those at risk of loneliness. But asking lonely people to use those means to commit random acts of kindness to others might go beyond this and be just what the doctor ordered.